Our scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 20. Glory to God, who is able to do far beyond all that we could ask or imagine by his power at work within us. This was the guiding vector verse, we called it here on Mars this week, and it sort of laid the foundation for the messages that we sent out to the children today through our song and our dance, through our drama, our crafts, and through our games. That idea that God powers us with faith and with boldness and with hope and with kindness. And throughout the week, we had 165 children who sat where you're sitting now, and they came in through the doors of this church from all over the community. Some are our own children that attend St. Paul's. Some have been coming here for years, and this is the only time that we get to see them. It's a little bit of a reunion for some of the kids that come. So we had 165 kids, and if you can imagine, 165 kids need some helpers. So well before they registered, we had 78 youth sign up to come and volunteer and be here all week. Yeah. That's exactly how I feel when volunteers sign up. It's very exciting for me. And what, I don't know how many of you have raised teenagers, but they can be a little grumpy sometimes. They're not always showing us their happy self, happy side. But I actually was able to witness all week, and I think it's a big testimony to Vacation Bible School that I was able to see 78 happily serving teenagers. And I gotta tell you, teenagers are great people. So don't listen to what people say about teenagers. Teenagers are wonderful people. And they have a lot to give us, and they have a lot to teach us, and they taught and showed these children all week the kind of love that God has for us by giving them piggyback rides and getting down on their level and drying their tears when they were upset and helping them open their snacks and all the things that they did all week long to help them feel part of Vacation Bible School. So I am so thankful for the volunteers that came forward. And the teenagers, the youth especially, I think, kind of touched my heart because I know a lot of them have been coming here since they were teeny tiny, and they just have stayed because they love being a part of this week. And then the adults. We had 43 adults who also decided, I don't know if any of you live with adults, but no, they had, I think, just as good of a time as the kids because they keep coming back year after year. And if you're listening and thinking, I wonder what she's talking about. What is Vacation Bible School and why are people having such fun? Next year, July 20th through the 25th, you can come out and see what it's all about. So as we went through the week, a couple stories I want to share. One, there was a youth training, because you might not know, but youth need to be told what to do sometimes. So I bring them all in the week before, and we sit down, and we try to go over all the scenarios of things that we think will happen, and we try to prepare them for how to set expectations for the children, how to use firm, kind words when they're not doing what you want, because that happens at Vacation Bible School, too. So we try to train them and give them some tools to use during the week. And one of the moms stopped me and she said, you know, my daughter, and this family doesn't go here, they go to a Catholic parish in town, and she said, my daughter started coming to Vacation Bible School when she was 3, and this year she turned 16, and she has not missed a year, because she loves being here, and our church doesn't do something like this. So she comes here, and I think that's a big, big draw to people, that they can come back year after year, and as they grow, there's always a spot for them to belong. I think that's really important in the heart, not just of children and youth, but for all of us, that we have a place to belong, a place that we're welcome. And Vacation Bible School provides that for so many people in the community. And then another young woman who'd never been here before, her school requires 40 hours of service in a church setting, and it has to be the same church. Those 40 hours have to be done in the same faith community. And so she had served her 15 hours, and she'd done a great job, and she came up to me afterwards, and she said, I still have to get 25 more hours. Can I come back and keep volunteering? Yeah, of course you can. So Lauren is her name, and I can't wait to have her back. We're going to be able to find all kinds of ways for Lauren to plug in over the course of the year. So she was here for a short time, but she's going to be able to be with us all year long serving, which I think is also a great testament to the experience that she had, that she wanted to continue at St. Paul's and continue serving here. And last, my last story is my daughter Annie served as a leader this summer, and she was with, what were they? They were first graders, or second graders, actually, now. And one of them, they were in the games, and they were, you know, doing the bounce house, all excited, all running around. And the little girl said, "Miss Annie, we have to get back to the sanctuary. It's time to praise. We cannot miss the praising." And we don't really use that word a ton, and we say it a little bit when we're singing and dancing, but she sort of took the whole VBS, and she kind of distilled it down to one thing. Everything we do is praise. Every single thing we do is praise. Whether we're sitting here or dancing or singing or eating our snack or making a new friend, it's all praise. And these little tiny people really get it. So it's good. If you don't spend a lot of time with children, I would recommend it. Because they really understand what this whole thing is about. And that praise are all the things that we do in the name of God and in the name of love. And I have had, if you can't tell, I'm really excited, and I've had a great week, and I want to thank our congregation. I want to thank St. Paul's, because your generosity is what helps those kind of programs move forward year after year. It costs money to do some of those things, and the money that you give, that you're able to give, provides that kind of programming and that kind of lesson for youth and for children and adults, not just at VBS time, but throughout the programs and events that we have here at our church. So I'm thankful to you. So thank you for giving and making it possible for us to do what we were able to do this week. And if you can't quite imagine what we did, we put together a video for you. So you don't have to imagine. You can just watch and see. Norm Gilmore and Karen Gilmore put together one of these each year for us. So if you'd like to sit back, yes, thank you to them. So enjoy VBS 2019.
Share everything we have. even if it doesn't seem like much. Just a little bit of love goes a long, long way. Just a little bit of love, you watch the whole world change. Just a little bit of love, the walls come falling down. Just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit.
My name is Reverend David Eardley. I serve here as senior pastor, and I just want to take a moment first for all of us just to show our appreciation to Amy Heitman, our director of children's ministry, and our Vacation Bible School team. Amen. Amen. You have heard so many wonderful stories from Amy. I just want to offer just a couple others about the impact that we as a church, that you as the church have through Vacation Bible School. This is one of these weeks where seeds of faith are planted within our children, the children of our community, and this week has a global impact as well. We have children that participate in Vacation Bible School who are from all over the world. Think about that. For a week, we have an opportunity to share God's love, to live out God's love, to be the church joyously, because that's what Jesus wanted. Jesus wanted the church to be joy-filled, us offering a witness of God's grace and peace that was inviting, irresistible, and welcoming. And you help provide that through your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your support. You've made that possible for seeds of faith to be planted. For some, it's the first experience that they have had as children or youth or as adults in experiencing the love of Jesus Christ in community. For others, maybe it's a reawakening. Maybe that flame has kind of gotten kind of low. Maybe it's embers and it has been reignited because of vacation Bible school in some way during that week. A child, a youth, or an adult experienced Jesus. Jesus became real, maybe in a way that he hadn't been in a long time. And for others, it's just a week that just keeps building that fire deeper and deeper and brighter as that fire of faith just glows even more. This is the power of Vacation Bible School. It's a reminder to us that we are a church committed to helping the community, body, mind, and spirit, be healthy. You saw the kids running around. You saw the bounce houses as well. And I saw a few adults saying, well, I wish we had a bounce house. Or then again, maybe not. Or maybe as you saw the kids sing, you saw it was Coy Murphy who was dancing in a way that my knees would no longer let me do. But it was so amazing. If you were sitting in front, you saw that. If you were sitting back, maybe you didn't see it. But let me tell you, it was impressive. And it was awesome. Mind. Our children have a chance to think about God, to hear some of those stories that inspire our faith, that remind us of a God who meets each and every one of us. Not a God who picks favorites, but a God who loves each and every one of us, who meets us in each and every circumstance. And then spirit. Think about it. How many other places can we spend time where the focus is on our souls and on our spirits being healthy? And one of the ways in which Jesus taught us as the church is that we best do that together. It's in community, as we worship together, as we share in Vacation Bible School, as we serve together. That's when our spirits are nurtured. I don't know about you, but I need that time because there are other times of my week where I'm in places where my spirit's really not being nurtured. It's not maybe even a focus. But we understand as a church that that's one of the key things to being healthy as a human being, fully and completely healthy, is that our spirits are being nurtured. Our souls are healthy and strong. And in worship, in Vacation Bible School, in small groups, and in mission, our spirits are nurtured. But not just ours, those that we have a chance to be around, those who we are serving, those who are with us as part of that team, their spirits are nurtured as well. So I want to say this. I want to say a thank you to each and every one of you who blessed our church with your children. It is an amazing privilege that we have as a congregation to welcome so many children into our church that week and to provide a safe and a healthy and a Christ-filled experience. And I want to thank you, too, for the privilege of sharing this week with you. Because you heard, next year, Vacation Bible School starts on July 20th. The praying and the preparing for Vacation Bible School begins even now. For another opportunity for us to reach out into our community, to share that love of Jesus Christ with someone else who has not yet experienced the love of God. You make it possible. Your faith, your generosity, your love of the Lord Jesus Christ, and your presence. You do not know how important it is and how powerful it is that we gather together in worship, in small groups, and in mission. Where two or three are gathered, Jesus says, I will be with them. And if this is any indication, as I look around at all of you, Jesus is way here this morning. Amen. 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 Thank you so much. Let me offer a word of prayer, and then our team will come up to provide our closing music. But let's pray. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for this amazing week to go to Mars and beyond. And in every place and at every moment and in every situation and at every time, you were there. You were there encouraging us with your love. You were helping us to make new friends. You were helping us to grow in our faith, to be a little stronger, maybe be a little braver, Lord, because some of our children took a first step and did something new this week. And we are so grateful, and we celebrate each new thing that they did, God, because in doing so, they learned a little bit more about how wonderful they are in your eyes and the power and the potential that you have placed within their lives. God, I thank you for our youth who participated, who chose to be here this week, for their witness to our children, God, but also their witness to us as adults. Our faith grew because of their presence, because of their passion, and because of their participation. And Lord, I thank you for our adults. God, I thank you that you kept us healthy, and you kept our energy up, so that we could keep up with these amazing children and these amazing youth, because together, we have been your church joyously. And Lord, may we continue to carry this energy into the rest of the summer and into the fall as we seek you, as we serve you, as we share your good news. In your holy name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.